From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The Chatham girls soccer team beat Dan River on Friday 3-0. Leighton Johnston had all three goals for the Cavaliers, while Bella Harris assisted on all three goals. Chatham is now 3-1 on the season and will host Tunstall tonight at 5:30. The Walsh drops Dan River to 1-3. The Dan River boys soccer team beat Chatham on Friday 5-0. The Wildcats are now 2-1-1 on the season, while the Walsh dropped Chatham to 0-4. The GW boys soccer team rolled past Martinsville on Friday 8-0. With the win, the Eagles are now 3-0 to start the season. The Avery baseball team split a doubleheader with a nationally ranked team on Saturday. The Cougars beat number 13 Bridgewater in game 2 of the doubleheader 7-3. Avery dropped the first game 6-5. The Cougars are now 8-14 on the season. The Avery softball team split a doubleheader on Sunday. The Cougars beat Eastern Mennonite 8-0 in game 1 and fell in game 2 4-1. Avery is now 16-8 overall. The Duke basketball team fell in the Elite Eight as Braylon Mullins hit a 40-foot three-pointer to win the game for UConn with 0.4 seconds to play, 73-72. UConn will play Illinois in the Final Four next weekend. Arizona and Michigan will play in the other semifinal. Chase Elliott got the win at Martinsville Speedway yesterday by holding off Denny Hamlin. Joey Logano, Ty Gibbs, and William Byron rounded out the top five, while Ryan Blaney, Christopher Bell, Austin Cindric, Kyle Larson, and Josh Berry finished 6-10. NASCAR is off next weekend and will head to Bristol the following weekend. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.